is not the most emphatic negative in my disposal. It is not Catholic literature. Just go back over the years of your own, well, classes from grammar school on through high school and college. Tennyson, Wordsworth, Shelley, Keats, go down the line. After 3 years of teaching in high school before going into theology, in my first year in theology, some seven of us Jesuits got together and we called a meeting. We said to each other, what you struck during your 3 years of teaching in high school, that's the regulation among us Jesuits. To your novitiate, to your juniorate, 3 years of philosophy, and then 3 years teaching in high school. We'd ask ourselves, weren't you struck by the fact that what you taught in high school, the courses in literature, were almost no exception? Oh, they were beautiful sounding English, but they were not Catholic. So the seven of us took a year to make the conspiracy. We decided we're going to start a series in English literature for high schools in America. It took us 3 more years to finish. We found a publisher. We made sure that every writer in this religion series was either overtly Catholic, or at least what he wrote was fully consistent with Catholic thought. I'm happy to report, for some 30 years, those Catholic high school English literature texts were on the market. Am I making sense? Back to where we started. From childhood, the average American mind has been so, what word shall I use, secularized, Protestantized. Then you wonder, say you mothers and fathers, what happens to my children by the time they finish college? What happened? For years, they have been indoctrinated in a non-Catholic, even a non-Christian literature. And you pay good mazuma to give your children that education. And this is where Aquinas keeps hammering away at the need for the mind accepting on Christ's words. But I want to be very clear. I have taught too many Jesuits and kept hammering into their heads. There's a world of difference between understanding and comprehending. We shall never comprehend the mysteries of faith, even in heaven. Comprehension means full, complete understanding. Only God fully understands the mysteries which He reveals. But understanding is something else. Understanding means that what I believe makes sense to me. It is intelligible. It is credible. It is perfectly rational. We are to grow in our understanding, but we shall never reach comprehension, even in the 10,000th century of eternity. And this, I know what I'm talking about. This is the, capital T, capital H, capital E. This is the test of our faith. Submitting our minds to the mind of God. Lord, I believe on Your word. I do not comprehend, but I should grow in understanding.
Number 32. How does St. Bonaventure bring out the reality of Christ's presence in the Eucharist? St. Bonaventure affirms, quote, "There is no difficulty about Christ's presence in the Eucharist as in a sign, but that He is truly present in the Eucharist as He is in heaven. This is most difficult. Therefore, to believe this is especially meritorious."
As you see, so far we've been concentrating on St. Thomas and now St. Bonaventure. St. Francis of Assisi founded the Franciscan Order. Francis himself had a deep, very deep love for the Holy Eucharist. And I think I told you, in his humility, he never thought he was worthy of ordination to the priesthood. And he could not have been plainer in ordering his Franciscans to respect priests. And there were some pretty bad priests in the early 13th century. Francis himself was a mystic. He wrote very little. However, an early successor of St. Francis as the superior general, as we would call it, of the Franciscans was St. Bonaventure. He is, by the way, a doctor of the Universal Church. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure crystallized Franciscan spirituality. But there is a difference between St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure in their respective devotion to and faith in the Holy Eucharist. For St. Thomas Aquinas, devotion to the Holy Eucharist is a deep expression of faith, the foundation of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament for Thomas Aquinas is in the mind. For St. Bonaventure, the focus of devotion to the Holy Eucharist is love of Jesus Christ. you might see correctly. Now, the one does not exclude the other. Thomas Aquinas does not, by any means, demean the value of loving Jesus in the Holy Eucharist with our wills. But I repeat, his focus was on the intellect. Conversely, St. Bonaventure did not underestimate the mind in believing, because we believe in the intellect. But Bonaventure's stress, which was the stress of Francis of Assisi, is on love, love of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. So I think I've told some of you, maybe more than once, by the age of 4, I'd almost memorized one story after another from the Little Flowers of St. Francis. Cold winter night in Cleveland, below zero temperature. Mother and I would put our bare feet on the open stove in the kitchen to keep warm. She'd read from the Little Flowers of St. Francis, and I would listen. My first classes in theology at the age of 4. Great, this is Francis, devotion to Jesus Christ as love incarnate, and therefore asking for a corresponding response from our love. In other words, our wills, even as the mind is associated with faith, so the will is identified with love. This is Bonaventure. Bonaventure stressing, as St. Francis, the founder of the Franciscans, stressed in the Holy Eucharist, Christ's love. But watch it. And how we need to hear this today. And the Holy See keeps telling me, talk in such a way as to inspire people to dedicate their lives to promote devotion to the real presence. Both St. Dominic, who founded the Dominicans, and St. Francis, who founded the Franciscans. Almost simultaneously, along with the men's religious orders, there came into existence the first contemplative orders of women. And now for over 700 years, but pray, they will not be deluded or seduced by these, God have mercy on the apostate theologians who are discouraging Eucharistic adoration. The Franciscans, as you know, there are more than one community of contemplative nuns spending their days praying before the Blessed Sacrament. Did I tell you people the story of Shelley? Did I? Well, as some of you know, we have two groups of both men and women began by calling the men Ignatian catechists, women Marian catechists. Under council, we've decided to call both Marian catechists to promote the teaching of the faith on orders, I repeat, of the Holy See. Now, Shelley thought she would maybe become a Marian catechist. But she was a professional basketball player, one of the eastern large cities. She called me up. "Father, I don't know what to do. I just got a letter from Tokyo. Didn't I tell you this? Did I? I just got a letter from Tokyo asking me to sign a contract for 1 year with the Japanese government to train their women athletes. But I was planning to make my 30-day spiritual exercises, which is the first step in becoming a Marian catechist. What should I do?" "Shelley, no problem." Went back to Tokyo and told them, very happy to take the contract. I tell them, for 30 days, every other day, you want to have the Japanese government pay for your telephone call from Tokyo to Detroit and not charge you. If they say yes, you sign the contract. They said yes. And voice as clear as a bell from Tokyo. She made the 30-day retreat. As a result, however, those 30 days, she decided to give up a $200,000 annual dollar contract for basketball the next year. She decided to become a Poor Clare. In what tradition are the Poor Clares? Franciscans. This is about 4 years ago. You can find the January issue of Sports Illustrated on the inside cover, whole page, Shelley holding a basketball, standing in front of a marquee of a Tokyo gymnasium, starring Shelley Penderfather. Pray for the contemplatives in both the Franciscan and the Dominican tradition. We need contemplatives who spend their whole life praying before the Blessed Sacrament. In other words, we are to adore our Lord, present in the Holy Eucharist, in the Dominican tradition, concentrating on acts of faith. In the Franciscan tradition, concentrating on acts of love.
That's the last question, Father.
My card here says 308. Don't forget to submit questions. Now, what do we take? How much does the schedule call for? How much of a break? How long?
15 minutes.
15 minutes? Elliot's. No. 309. Let's be real generous. 325, okay? Reassemble here, and we'll continue with the class on the papacy. And by the way, we concentrate today on papal infallibility. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Mother of the Holy Eucharist,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.